listening to Columbia Morning on News Talk 1400 KFRU, and I'm pleased to have in the studio with me three of the key components to the Columbia Entertainment Company's production of Little Shop of Horrors. Let's start with the director, Chris Petty. It's nice to meet you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well also. This makes perfect sense to be producing for Columbia Entertainment Company about this time of the year, doesn't it?
Well, I think it was planned that way.
I think so, wasn't it? Somebody with brilliant planning said, we'll do Little Shop of Horrors. Explain to listeners who are not familiar with one of the concepts of the play why it makes sense this week.
Well, the main antagonist in the show shows up during a total eclipse of the sun, so...
There you go, folks. That's the connection. This is going to be performed at Columbia Entertainment Company on what dates?
The dates are August 24th through the 27th, August 31st through September 3rd, September 7th through September 10th. The shows for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, curtain will open at 7:30, house opens at 7. Sunday shows are matinees, so the house will open at 1:30 and curtain flies at 2 p.m.
All right. Tell me your history with Little Shop of Horrors, if any.
It was probably the very first stage musical I've ever seen in my life, and it's probably the reason I'm crazy and do community theater. So,
so it impacted you that way, huh?
Well, you know, 6-7 years old and the giant man-eating plant shows up, you have two options. You either really like it or you run away, and I wasn't smart enough to run away.
So tell me about staging this at Columbia Entertainment Company. What are the challenges?
Time.
Really?
There's never enough time.
To prepare?
Is that what you're talking about? To build set. There's just never enough time, and you're always against the gun, and that's just community theater in general.
I'll come back to you in a moment, but I'm going to ask you this before I leave you. What are you going to do for the eclipse this afternoon?
We'll be at Cosmo Park handing out show flyers.
Oh, you're kind of working during that time. Well, the we that you're talking about, let's introduce Seymour Krelborn as Dakota McWhorter. It's nice to see you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
So tell me you'll be handing out flyers at Cosmo Park?
Yeah, probably so.
You'll get a chance to enjoy the eclipse though, right?
Oh, of course, as long as I don't find any man-eating plants lying around.
I don't think you will. I just don't think you will. That's going to be on the stage. How about your history with Little Shop of Horrors?
It's always been one of my favorite musicals. This is actually a dream role of mine to play, so it's really exciting for me.
So do you have a lot of other acting experience, and this kind of stands out as one of those moments where you really get to do something kind of crazy?
Yeah, I've been in like over 20 shows in my life. But this was a big one for me. This is one that I did a lot of prepping for auditions and excited about. So
so when did you start auditions? Or forget the auditions. When did you start rehearsals for this? How long have you been at it?
Gosh. I think in July.
Really?
That's when we started. Yeah, the beginning of July.
Yeah. How often during the week do you ask them to come in and do this, Chris?
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. Wow. That's quite a commitment that you have to make. Now, Audrey is Catherine Baines. It's good to see you. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
So how about you in Little Shop of Horrors? How far back does your interest in this play go?
Really far back. I grew up watching the movie, so Ellen Green, and my mom and my sister and I listen to the soundtrack and sing it around the house constantly growing up. So it's a big part of my youth.
Really? You did this at your... I'm going to ask you to turn that microphone down and I got it tilted the wrong way. There you go. That's going to be much better. So don't worry about it. So you had a Little Shop of Horrors home.
Yes. We loved the music, loved the movie, would act it out in our living room. It was a big part of growing up.
So what is it like to do it on the stage? What do you find to be something that might surprise you after liking it so well and now being in it?
It's actually been everything I hoped it would be.
Yeah,
it's
really? Been,
yes, it's so much excitement when you love a character so much and you love a show so much. It's just, you can't wait to go to rehearsal and you can't wait to be on the stage and show everybody what you've worked on. It's really exciting.
So how do you play Audrey?
I think that Audrey is just, she's a kind, naive, poor little thing with low self-esteem. So she just, she has this big heart. And so it's fun just to throw your whole heart into it because she's just this little sad ray of sunshine.
Dakota, how do you play your character? What is your approach to him?
He's really meek and shy because obviously he is very into Audrey. So he's kind of approaches things with a lot of thought and a lot of carefulness, but he's also super clumsy, so he has to watch that as well.
Are there any special things that you do? I mean, I don't know how you do this on the stage. I mean, there's certain things that I don't know how you pull off. I'll look to the director for guidance.
Well, a lot of the technical struggles would be with the plant itself, and it's essentially a big puppet. And
that's what I've read.
So yeah. we've got a puppeteer who does his thing inside the plant. So even when we're not feeding the plant, there's somebody in there.
Let's see. So how many performances of this are there going to be? 3 weekends of this. So
yeah,
there's going to
be
about a dozen.
Yeah.
Can you sustain your enthusiasm for doing this for 12 performances?
I guess
you will say yes, you can. But how do you sustain that?
I think, we get to be careful about taking care of ourselves and getting rest and drinking tea and relaxing. But it's also just, even no matter how tired we are, we're excited to be there because it's just such a fun show to do. And so I'm always stoked to be there, even if I would rather maybe be in bed. But I still want to be there on that stage for sure.
So Dakota, do you ever find yourself on the stage in the midst of rehearsal saying, I'm really doing this. I'm Little Shop of Horrors. I'm the man.
Honestly, it really hasn't hit me until this last week.
Uh-huh.
You come into rehearsal and it's your job. Like you're sitting there like, okay, this is my job. This is what I'm doing. But then whenever you get close to rehearsals, that's when you're like, okay, this is happening. We're going to have an audience soon. Like, it's not practice anymore. It's legit. So,
how big's the cast in this?
I think there are 14 of us.
Wow.
Cast-wise.
That's pretty good size. What else do you want to tell me about it? Because I think, it kind of speaks for itself. If people either have a relationship with Little Shop of Horrors or they don't. And I think those that do, I don't know, when they come, what would you do if they start singing along with you or doing?
Hey, we encourage
it. That's great. Go for it.
You want people? That would be kind of fun.
I mean,
because you
I
know
guess
that
we can work around the sing along thing. Get the projector down, have a little bouncy ball.
It's really hard not to sing along. I sing along with anything that I'm not in. If I'm backstage, I'm singing
sure. Because this is one of those where I mean, you have to, in a way, fulfill the expectations of a crowd who knows the subject matter really well.
No pressure.
No, I'm sorry. There's no.
Well,
but you are in a way, aren't you?
No, it's true.
And that's been an interesting challenge just from the director side of things is you're going to have a lot of people come in who have seen the movie, but not necessarily the musical version.
Exactly,
so you've got
right.
to try to bring them in to the musical world.
Really good observation. What will they notice before I let you go is a key difference between maybe if they've consumed the movie to a point where they know everything about that, what are they going to say? Okay.
They're going to notice that some of the songs are either completely different, non-existent.
Or added.
Yeah.
I had actually never seen the stage production. I just grew up on the movie. So for me, I was like, what is this song?
Yeah, I
what?
Know.
That's a different note than she normally sings. Yeah. So.
I wouldn't know the stage production. That would be something that would be, but, stage productions are different than film productions. So you just kind of have to accept that and expect it. All right. Well, break a leg, both of you.
Thank you.
And directors, I don't know if I say that to a director or not. Do you say break a leg to the director or not?
No, I think what you say to the director on opening night is, chill out.
Relax. It'll
your
be
turn
okay.
To relax.
All right. So Dakota McWhorter is Seymour Krelborn, and Catherine Baines is Audrey. And then the director is Chris Petty. And again, Chris, this starts this weekend.
Correct.
Tickets available at the door, probably, or ahead of time?
Tickets are available at the door, or you can go to www.cectheater.org and order your tickets online through Brown Paper Tickets from their website.
All right. Thrifty Thursdays also, I see, new this year at CEC. All Thursday shows, $10 for all. Regular prices are $12 for seniors and students, adults $14. Little Shop of Horror kicks off the Columbia Entertainment Company season. What a great way to kick it off, especially with the eclipse today and the eclipse playing a major role in the stage production. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's News Talk 1400 KFRU.